It's popular in Kenya to name children after the headlines. There are John Kennedys and Winston Churchills and Kofi Annans. And NPR's Gwen Tompkins met a child in Nairobi with another familiar name, one that we're seeing quite often in the headlines.
In Kenya, as everywhere, the name is the thing. That's why Karen Achieng Okumu thought and thought about what she wanted to call her third child. It was 1997, and she just knew it would be a boy. Karen Okumu wanted a name with some miles on it, but she also wanted something with a future. So for those reasons and a few others, Karen Okumu brought yet another child into this world called
Bill Clinton.
That's right, Bill Clinton. Or more specifically,
Bill Clinton Okumu.
And surprise, surprise, guess what Bill Clinton wants to be when he grows up?
I want to be a president.
He wants to be president of Kenya. And at 11 years old, his options seem limitless. Maybe Karen Okumu willed this child to be a son of destiny, but not necessarily a Democrat. The boy's father, Michael Marungu, is a school teacher. He says his wife would have named the boy Calvin Coolidge if the timing was right.
There was no particular attachment. There was nothing like that. It was just associating herself with the president of America. Not knowing that there would be another president in the next few years, but at that time, the president was Bill Clinton.
Maybe certain names really do make people ambitious. Between 1893 and 1896, fully 11 members of the U.S. Congress were called George Washington something or another. Their mothers probably wanted them to be president, too.
It has really given him some light. Actually, he's very bright. When people just hear that he's called Bill, they just associate him with a very different person, not just a simple man.
Here in Nairobi, Bill Clinton's two brothers are deferring to his quest for the presidency. His older brother, Boniface, is 16. He says he wouldn't dream of dreaming to be president because that's where Bill Clinton is headed.
I know he can do it. He's courageous. He's humble and polite. And he's academic.
Bill Clinton's other brother, Jason, is 13 years old, and he wants to be a soccer star, which, come to think of it, might make him more famous than being president. The family is ensconced in one of those neighborhoods that would make an important point of reference on the campaign trail. Bill Clinton lives, as most black people in Nairobi do, in a slum area, muddy and crowded and loud. The neighborhood is called Ruruta Satellite, and for all intents and purposes, it's a place called hope. As president, Bill Clinton has a plan.
I would help other people who are needy and give the people who don't have houses. I make houses for them and build the country to be good so that people cannot make chaos.
So Bill Clinton wants to make a better tomorrow. But right now, he's got to finish the fifth grade. His mother would want that. Karen Okumu died 3 years ago. Who knows what made her pull that particular name out of the ether for this particular boy? But in Bill Clinton, Karen Achieng Okumu somehow made a name for herself, too. Without ever meeting her, we know that she was interesting and funny and ambitious. She speaks somehow from beyond the grave, and that makes her the ultimate comeback kid. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.